1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Talk to Art. If you're calling from west of the Rockies and you own a Reebok watch and your name is Melissa and you're under 5'3", driving a Thunderbird, let's say, and let's say that you have a... Oh, I don't know.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, as you continue to drift into the ether, as you continue to drift into the nebulae. This is Art Bell, and welcome to Coast to Coast.
If you're only 5 feet tall...
Just shut up. Shut up, Ross. You bother me. You bother me a lot. I'd like to kill Ross Mitchell, and someday I will, using a 45 that I've purchased from Peenemann Enterprises. Good evening, and welcome to the Art Bell broadcast here, Coast to Coast. You'll notice as the evening progresses, I sound more and more like G. Gordon Liddy. And with us is General Johnson Jameson. Tonight, we will take a step into inner space. Not outer space, but inner space. General Johnson Jameson, from his laboratory beneath the Saskatchewan crust, has created a nuclei microscope, one that can stare directly into the neutrons, protons of an atom. What is written in matter? We'll find out this morning here on Coast to Coast. And now this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Peenemann Enterprises sells the new gang rape watch. That's right, a watch that'll tell perfect time no matter how many times you're forced to bend over for the soap bowl captured by space aliens sleeping in Netherlander while in prison. New from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, now we have General Johnson Jameson. And General,
This is a very important... This is a very, very important experiment, Art. I don't want you to make a joke out of this at all.
I'm not at all. I simply have a new advertiser.
Yeah, I heard the gang rape watch.
All right, well, General, you can critique my performance, but it's your performance that the world awaits at this very moment.
Art, I've been in communication with a civilization of small beings. Beings that are no larger than an atom. They told me that at this particular time...
Now wait just a second. Are you telling me there's an entire race of beings that live among us and they're very, very small, the size of an atom?
That is correct. And right now, there's an entire civilization of them living on a small microscopic slide that I have here under my nuclei microscope. And they're attempting to communicate with me. With your help, and hopefully the help of the brilliant people listening to your program, I will know what this small race of people, I call them the new microbe Lilliputians, are trying to say to me.
These small creatures are trying to communicate with you.
That is correct. Now, I have my microscope zeroed in on it, and there are a number of figures. I'm making out 21 figures. And
all right, let me get my pen and paper out, and people at home can do that as well.
Now, if they can help me find out what this small, small, tiny race of people are trying to say to me, General Johnson Jameson, I might become preeminent among all scientists, and I'll give them free Phil Hendry CD.
Well, that's wonderful. The best of 2004?
I don't know if he's got some left, sure. Otherwise, it'll have to be one of the older ones. Some of the stuff we can't sell.
Very good. Now, looking into your microscope, what do you see?
All right, I'm looking at 21 different figures. And what I'm seeing... all right, here it is. Letter number 3 is a U.
All right, letter 3 is a U.
Letter number 11 is a K. I think that's a K, yes.
All right, letter number 11 is a K. Letter number 3 is a U.
All right, moving on. Ah, there's something there now. The little people talking to me. Letter number 18 as an E. It's an E as in...
Alrighty, letter number 18 is an E.
Okay, and letter number 15 is an A. I think their message is coming in clear.
Letter 15 is an A.
As in ABBA. As in...
All right. Letter A is 15. I mean, letter 15 is A.
Or letter A is 15.
All right.
Letter number 6 is an E. Letter 6 is an E, as in ecclesiastical or Eddie.
All right. Letter 6 is an E.
Letter number 20 is an O, as in how I love you, my dear old mammy. Everything.
I got it. All right, letter number 20 is it O?
It's an O. Letter number 11 is another A. So we've got quite a few A's. All right, so that's an A, and that's letter number 4. Are you keeping track of this, Bell? Please, Bell, don't let me down, you fool.
No, I have it all, General Jameson. I'm sorry.
All right. Letter number 9 is an A. So there's another A. Letter 9 is an A, as in booby.
It's not a B, it's an A.
It's an A. I'm just rolling around. Letter number 14 is a G, as in G. Is that your car?
All right. Letter number, I believe you said it was letter number 14.
Yeah, 14 is a G. Letter number 1 is a Y, as in why I oughta.
All right, letter 1 is a Y.
Letter number 16 is an R. R for Randy, Randolph, or really gotta go.
Letter 16 is an R.
Letter number 7 is a, guess what? A, huh? All right, so that's letter 7 is an A.
Letter 7 is an A.
All right, I don't know what any of this is saying.
Well, it might come in clearly.
Letter number 2 is an O. Letter 2 is an O, as in O.
All righty.
Letter... Sorry. Igor, get me another one of those little brandy. Little one of those small amarettas. Letter number 17 is an S, as in S sandwich.
All right. Letter 17 is an S.
Letter number 5 is an R.
Letter 5 is an R.
Letter number 8 is a T, as in Tito's Tacos on Washington and Culver City. Fantastic lunch.
All right, letter number 8 is a T.
Letter 19 is an L.
Letter number 19 is an L.
And finally, letter 21 is a G, as in, I don't know, what starts with a G?
Green.
There you go.
All right, General Jameson, we're going to find out if anyone out there knows the code. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. Oh, wait a minute. I've still got 2 more letters. 3 more.
Oh, well, go right ahead, you idiot.
Letter 10 is an I.
Letter 10 is an I.
Letter 12 is an I.
Letter 12 is an I.
And letter 13 is an N, as in you lousy ni...
Don't, please, General Jameson. Have some decency.
All right, N as in naughty boy.
Well, there you have it. And that's the message.
Yes, now what does it say?
I have no idea. We'll have to wait and see how it's deciphered out there in the populace at large.
Well, it is a message being sent directly to me, General Johnson Jameson. And I can tell you that I'm very proud. Proud to be in contact with a race of little, tiny, itsy-bitsy people who want me to know how they feel about me. Me. Someone cares about me.
All right, General Jameson. We'll be right back to talk with you and to find out if indeed we have been able to decipher that code here on Coast to Coast with Arn Bell.
Arn will be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. ...1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now back to Art. Bell.
All right, thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. General Johnson Jameson is in his bunker complex in Saskatchewan. General Jameson, are you ready to hear what the small race of beings living on a petri dish in your laboratory have to say to you?
I'm very excited to know, Art. I can't imagine. It must be something quite, well, I would say quite prophetic, quite timely as well.
All right, we have on the line here Tim calling. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the Art Bell Show.
Thank you, Art.
And, Tim, have you been able to decipher this message?
I believe I have,
communicated?
Yes,
Art. Yes, go right ahead, Tim. What does the message say?
Now, I want to just jump in. There were 21 individual ciphers. Was that correct, Tim? Is that what you tracked?
No, that is correct, General.
All right, Tim. What are they saying to me?
I believe it says, you are a talking arslog.
I'm a talking arslog.
Yes,
correct.
That's what it says.
Oh, no, really, what does it say?
No, I think that's it. You are a talking arslog.
Arslog, huh?
That's correct. And, Tim, you win, of course, the Phil Henry CD, so stay on the line.
Wait a minute, you can't let that guy get away.
No, I'm sorry. Tim's going to win the... Oh, did I hang up on him? Oh, that's right. Tim, wherever you are...
I hope you're rot.
Well, you can't blame the messenger for the message. Apparently the little people think you're just a real pain in the arse.
I'll see you in hell, will you, money?
This has been the Art Bell Show with the talking arslog, General Johnson Jameson.
Poor General Jameson. Oh, well, we gave away another one of our CDs, so that's less money for the my friend's place, folks. Nah, that's okay. I like to do that every now and again.
You're a talking arslog.
Well, it killed about 20 minutes.
Thank you very much. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So did you see that thing that happened in Baghdad today, man? They blew up a helicopter. Did they kill some guy that was a survivor? Don't you think it's time we exercise the nuclear option? All right. Let's take that many megaton bomb and go ahead and send that sucker sailing right on over to that big, fat, nothing of a country, Iraq. Let's waste it. At this particular point, I think it's time to start all over again over there. And by the way, today, $2.85 for a gallon of gas. All right. Man. I got a little bit of email from people saying, now, wait a second, Phil. Are you saying that the biodiesel is better than the hybrid? Because I ain't saying nothing of the sort. I'm saying whatever works is fine with me. I was just going off into that whole line of baloney about how it takes a certain amount of petroleum to run the hydroelectric plants and the hybrid's got nothing to do with a hydroelectric plant. It's a battery operated kind of a thing, you know. It's half gas. It's half gas and half juice. All right. So either one at this point, man, we got to get going. But the other thing that I keep talking about, and I really feel strongly about this. Now, I don't know if anybody can really get this, but screw it. Maybe I ought to go on George's show with this, Tom. You know, I think George would understand me when I say that the automobile is obsolete. Why? It takes up too much space. Why? It's really big. That's why. Can you imagine? I'm not saying there isn't enough room in America, but for there to be enough room in this country for cars, we'd have to build way more roads. We would have to pave this whole place over. I mean, you got to see it to believe it, man. Going to work in the morning around here, you have to. I don't think I've hit on anything that takes a great level of genius. I mean, you'd have to be brain dead not to see it. When you're 50 miles outside of town, man, and it's stop dead gridlock, there's something really wrong. And it isn't that we need more freeways. Okay? And it isn't that we need more carpooling. And it isn't that we need more hybrids. I'm thinking way further down the road than that. Cars suck. I mean, yeah, I know they're really groovy to have. It's really cool to run around in your little fast car. And just like some guy that emailed me today and said, your Jag is a real piece of turd. And I'm like, just because I beat this guy in a kind of a little email exchange, this little debate we were having about the
about the use of auto sports and how valuable motor racing is to the engineering of the average passenger car. And this numbnut writes me back saying, oh, what are you talking about? And it's obvious the guy didn't know what he was talking about, right? So I just slammed this guy. I mean, I just smacked him down with this email. So he sends this one back saying that my Jag's a piece of walking turd. He says it's just rolling dog excrement. And I go, fine, but it's still worth more than your whole life. I said, my car is worth more than the house you live in. I ain't heard from him. I'll probably have one fired at me as soon as I get off the air tonight. But the point is, cars are a vanity. Cars are a vanity. And so, it's time for the big high-speed bullet trains, baby. Where are they at, huh? You know who got them? The Japanese folks. That's the guys that got that one down. And they got those things over there in Europe, too. What are we doing? We're still running around on these little creaky little electric trains, cutting off our fingers and throwing them into Wendy's chili. We're all messed up. We're all in a heap. So that's why, yeah, it's a good start, man, a hybrid and a biodiesel. But now, we've been so slow on that one, it's too late for that. We got to go straight to the bus. I don't care. If they had that rail running out to my house right now, I'd take that thing. Somebody told me you can go up to Simi Valley. I'm just talking about the L.A. area here, folks, which is a classic example. The city of Los Angeles is the living, breathing example of a city that does not think in terms of the future, but is mired deeply in the past. Just take a look at the transportation we got in this town, and you'd swear to God, man, you're back with Fred freaking Flintstone. I'm surprised cats aren't running around here with their bare feet keeping the thing going that way. Right? I'm going home the other night on PCH. It's dark. It's pitch black. Pacific Coast Highway at about 9 o'clock at night, it's really dark. I mean, the ocean is here, and there's mountains, and you really can't see anything, okay, except for the glaring headlights that are just coming at you. And I was sailing down PCH, and I see the headlights coming at me, and just briefly I thought about jerking my wheel to the left. Just a quick little jerk of the wheel to the left, and it's all over. Plus, I'd take out about 3 or 4 more cars. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's a terrible joke, but, oh, what the heck. That's about the only time when I don't really see any cars on the road. So, yeah, I'd love to take that freaking train, but they ain't going to get that thing built out here. We won't have a metro rail in this town that is going to be functional. I mean, really, honest to God, making a difference in terms of the traffic load. We won't have one for another 30 years. 30 years. Do you realize that my daughter will be 43? My daughter will be 43 by the time the city of L.A. has got something that even remotely resembles what they've got in Atlanta right now. Oh, come on, Henry. Quit making such a... No, I swear to God. They couldn't put their heads together around here on how to make a freaking fart bubble, let alone a metro rail that is going to actually affect how this city travels into the next century, into this, you know, next century. We're in the next century. It's too late now. Let's start planning for the 22nd century, shall we? I mean, you know, and the carpool lane, hee-hee, boy, there's a hot one. Yeah, that's right. Nobody's carpooling, man. There's guys sailing down that thing now in, like, one person to a car, and the cops don't do anything. Boy, a cop will stop you for speeding. He'll get your ass if your registration is overdue. I swear to God, I've gotten more tickets in my life because my registration wasn't current, right? But try to nail some cat that's riding down that fast lane, man, at about 3 miles an hour, some other schmuck that's in the diamond lane with a dummy set up there with a pork pie hat on its head. You know, he's got some mannequin from freaking May Company, right? You think the cop are going to lay a ticket on that guy? No, he's going to bust some dude whose freaking registration is overexpired by about 3 months. Whatever, man. I'd like to see you start cracking down on some of these jackballs that make traveling in this town so bloody difficult. Like that lady in the little tiny red neon today who almost killed me getting on the 405 going north as I'm coming off to Wilshire. She's going 2 miles an hour, just creeping along. So are you not allowed to pass on the left? Am I right about that? Yeah, so I'm trying to pass her on the left. She immediately speeds up and almost took about, about 3 square inches. That's about $1,000 worth of paint off of my car. And then I was going to have to kill me a small midget woman in a neon. I don't want to do that. All right, I'm all done with that stuff. That just makes me
You're not going to even hurt somebody.
Yeah, I do, bud. And there's only one person who can hurt, who I can really hurt right now, and that's you. So pardon me, folks. We're going to take a commercial break. I'll be right back after I hurt him.
No.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
David G. Hall joins us yet again.
Phil, I am calling from my home, and I want to be very clear about what I'm about to say. That I am not kidding. That I
okay, so this is going to be something else that's shocking.
Hold on for a minute. Just hold on for a minute. I am giving you a news scoop, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. Now, I haven't given this to any other news organization. I'm giving it to you. I am going to be filing a lawsuit tomorrow morning against a major fast food chain, a major fish and chips chain. And I'm not going to say the name, but you know who it is.
Well, there's a number of them, actually.
Well, good. Then you don't know who it is, but you'll find out. I am very shocked to report that I got some fish and chips on my way home tonight. And, Phil, I found a man's, you know what. Are you there?
I'm here, and I don't believe you.
Okay, fine. You don't have to believe me. I'm not asking to believe me. I'm just letting your listeners know that I'm suing. It was beer battered.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You know, look, I don't want the skepticism, because I'll fire you.
Fine, man. I don't care if you fire me. I don't believe that you found a guy's thing beer battered.
Yes. How come you believe that the chick found the finger?
I didn't believe it, man. That was the whole point. I never believed it. I never believed for a minute that she found the finger.
Oh, yeah, you did. You were like everybody else.
No, I was not like everybody else. If you heard me, I said she's full of crap with that finger. She stuck it in there herself.
Stuck it where?
In the food.
You start talking about putting fingers places.
I said in her food.
And yet you don't believe me.
I don't believe that you found a guy's thing beer battered in your fish and chips. No, I don't.
All right, well, I'm suing tomorrow, and when that suit becomes public, you're going to feel like the real a-hole, won't you?
Well, you know what? If you really did, man, then more power to you.
Well, I did, and I'm going to make a lot of money off these people.
Well, good for you. You go right ahead. I'm not believing any more of your crap anymore.
Crap?
Yeah, crap. Hey, Phil, I got anthrax. Hey, Phil, I got raped. Hey, Phil, I got tuberculosis. Hey, Phil, your wife is dead. Hey, Phil, my mother's dead. I forget what it was last week.
Last week I was raped by a chimpanzee and I've got AIDS.
Yeah, that's what it was. Do you have AIDS?
Yes.
Yeah, right. And this week, it just so happens, since that lady found a finger in her chili, you found a guy's thing beer battered in your fish and chips.
Yes. Now, if I was ripping that off or making it up, don't you think I would have said I found it in my chili? But instead, I found it beer battered in some fish and chips.
Oh, God, man.
What?
I'm not believing you anymore.
Fine, you don't have to believe me.
Great, I don't believe you.
Okay.
Okay, fine, great, goodbye.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you're leaving now, man, because I don't believe you.
I want the audience to know what I'm going to do.
All right, they know you're suing tomorrow. You're suing whoever this, what is it, Long John Silver's?
I didn't say. Although that's good. Sounds like a pretty good name.
Yeah, I'll bet.
One thing to go into Long John Silver's is another thing to...
Yes, I understand. But it wasn't Long John Silver's, and I'm not even, I don't want to go there with you. Good luck with your freaking lawsuit.
You know, you're really cynical.
When it comes to guys finding condoms or a finger or some dude's thing in their chili or their beer-battered fish and chips, yeah, I'm very cynical.
What a...
Goodbye.
Forget it.
I don't ever want any more calls from him, bud.
You have to take his calls to the boss.
That's fine, but I don't want to hear about how he's, you know, I hate to say this, but I got, you know, 3 days to live. I got a brain tumor or some crap like that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Gee, Phil, I'm very sorry to have to report. And I'm going to be filing suit tomorrow. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Harvey Wyman's on the line with us. Harvey, I know you're going to be back next week with Senior Chat. What's up?
I'm going to be talking, Phil, about what weapons you can bring on an airplane because the airline thinks you're too old to be dangerous. That's next week on Harvey Wyman's.
You all right?
Oh, God, I'm tired. I just dropped the phone.
What weapons you can bring on an airplane?
Yeah, whatever I said.
That's great. That's next week on Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, man. 1-800-449-8686, what weapons you can bring on an airplane. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, great show as always. I was just calling to check in. I was trying to get a little bit of a chuckle out of everything you were talking about the finger in the food, you know. Probably you remember how all this got started not too long ago. Some dude called up the Kentucky Fried headquarters and said he found a rat in a chicken box. You probably recall that, right?
I seem to. That wasn't true, was it?
I don't know if it was or not. I never had it verified. The other thing that I think is interesting is these urban myths do cause people to be, I suppose, suspect of the product. It's very possible this lady was an ex-employee of Wendy's and was trying to get people not to go there to eat the food on account it had fingers in it. You know, so it...
Well, because I read or heard where Wendy's lost a lot of business, right?
Yeah, they lost a significant amount of business. Probably the way that this was perfected in the last 20 years, and they really don't know who started this rumor, but people believe it was started by American beer makers. Back in the early to mid-1980s, Corona beer began to really make a move on the American marketplace of beer.
I remember.
Okay, you probably remember this as well. Corona, and still does, come in a clear bottle. Well, anyway, someone floated the rumor that down at the Corona Brewery, okay, which is located somewhere in Mexico, okay, they've got huge vats that are pretty large, round vats, okay? Now, in Mexico, they don't cover the vats, or I don't know if this is true or not, but the rumor goes, in Mexico, they don't cover the beer vats up, right?
Okay.
All right. Somebody started the rumor that at lunchtime, the Mexican brewery workers would sit down and have their lunch somewhere near the edge of the vat, and then get up and take a wee into the, you know, they'd wee in there, you know?
You mean they'd urinate into the beer vats?
Yeah. Okay? Now, that rumor got going so good that it made its way all the way to the United States that the cats that make Corona beer are peeing in it, man. You know? Can you imagine what that did to Corona's market share?
Well, I understand that Corona's market share did take a bit of a hit from that, but it rebounded, right?
Well, yeah, but it took about 4 years for it to come back, because whoever floated the rumor that the Mexicans we're taking a pee into the beer vats, you know, that definitely is going to, you know, that's definitely going to mess up your, you know, your need to quench your, you know, wet your whistle with a Corona, that's for sure, right? So, and that wasn't true neither.
Well, you're right that the malicious nature of the advertising wars can become slanderous.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, yeah, sure.
What I'm saying is, in other words, it takes on a malicious and very untrue tone, and people are hurt. People lose their jobs as a result, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, here's the thing for me, though. I won't eat at Wendy's if there's a finger in the chili, but I'm not exactly going to stay away from Corona just on account of some guy peed in the vat, and I'll tell you why. They pasteurize it. And so when my friend Toby Bow come back from the store, and he came back with some Molson Golden, and he also come back with some Labatt's, and he came back on Hams, because that's what he likes.
Is this going to have a point, man?
Yeah, it is. And I go, where's the Corona? He goes, they pee into it, man. I'm not buying it. I go, they pasteurize it. They pasteurize it, you dumb truck. And he's like, okay, what's that? Okay, here's what it is. They heat it up to the...
I know what they do. They heat it up just pre-boiling, and that kills off the bacteria.
Yeah, so even if it was true that the Mexicans had peed into it, so I told him, take the Hams back, man, and get some Coronas. He's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm like, God, what a selfish... You know, that's just very selfish. He goes, you want to drink pee beer? Go buy your own. I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. And that's when I moved out that day, man. I got my own apartment.
That's great, man. I don't even know who Toby Bow is or any of these guys, okay?
Well, I mean, he likes to drink Hams.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. Thanks a lot for the input.
And another thing, back in 18...
Thank you. I heard about that peeing into the beer vat story, but that never bothered me. I kept on drinking Corona, and I still do. 1-800-449-8686.
You pee into it first?
Yes, I do, bud. Yeah, I do. What an idiot. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, lately I've been talking without turning my mic on. I don't know what that means, but it can't be good. Don't say anything, bud. Don't say anything, man. It's either brain damage, it's age, maybe it's because this show has transcended the use of anything electronic or technical. Maybe I really do believe I can communicate with you guys by just talking, you know, and we can transcend the whole need for any kind of a, you know, apparatus, and, you know, mechanical or otherwise. Like, I just start talking. Well, your mic's not on, Phil. Well, it doesn't matter. They'll hear me in their thoughts, in their minds. Honest to God, how many times do I start talking here, Mark, and the mic ain't on? And Mark's like, microphone. Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show, and our web address is www.philhendryshow.com. And I was going to say we're going to be in the Dennis Miller Show on April the 28th. And I don't know whether King of the Hill is off the air or not, but I know I'm doing one more next week. Great show. If it is off the air, brother, man, what a run. What a great, great show to have had the pleasure of being a part of for 5 years. Talk about funny people. Good God. And the pilot we just did, Fillmore Middle, talk about funny people. Good God. They were funny and talented and cool. And like I said, it's got everything, man. It's got laughs, good-looking chicks, cool storyline, all about middle schools, education, kids out of control, grumpy teachers, you know, trying to find meaning in the educational system, value, plus, you know, it's comedy. So in other words, it has every single ingredient that would make for a wonderful show. That's why the network probably won't pick it up, and we'll see John Larroquette Part 10. I'm joking. I like to say those things. You know, I really like to get the kind of get, send that negative vibe out there right away. You know, that way, you know, you're not going to be disappointed. Besides, I don't have the time to do any of that stuff. Besides, no, there's a whole bunch of other things. I will say I like the crew and the cast. Everybody really dug our show. I mean, half the guys on the crew over there are listeners to this radio show. A couple of the actors, too. And a couple of the actors coming from New York never even heard of me. And wondered why it was all the guys in the crew wanted to have their picture taken with me, right? Now, here's Sarah Alexander. She's from Britain. She's a great lady. And she's just in the States for, like, what? She's been here, like, 2 months? And she's doing this TV show, and she don't know from American radio. Then I'm trying to explain what the hell my show's about, and her eyeballs are, like, bugging out of her head. She had her boyfriend's over here with her. Great guy named Peter. He produces a comedy show in Britain. I explain the premise of the show. He's laughing his ass off, and the whole thing is like they're in the middle of Psycho. They don't know what the hell. This guy's talking, what? He does voices. And then Justin Bartha lives in New York. Justin listened to the show the other night and heard the one where Lloyd was talking about, oh, my God, if I got a rock. He goes, great, that's the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. And then, Kali, you're great, but she only cares about herself. Now, moving along, I'm kidding around. It's a lot of fun, and, you know.
Who's the guy on the left?
I told you who it was. We'll find out whether that thing flies or not, man. It goes on the air, it'll be a very wise decision, Mr. Who is it this year? Mr. Riley? Keep talking, Henry.
Look, I don't know who the guy is. I just call him Smiley.
Will you knock it off with all I can see of the teeth? His name's Dan. He's a nice cat, okay? That picture that was not taken by me is not very well exposed.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to get a call from that chick who called me 2 hours ago saying this show is a racist, freaking sexist piece of crap, which she's right. Anyway, www.philhenryshow.com is where you go, baby. And thank God the Lakers season is done, so we're not preempted in L.A. anymore. Thank God that pilot's done. Not that I didn't enjoy myself, but we're back to doing the business of a radio show. That's going to be a beautiful thing. Don't forget our podcast, which you can get if you've got a backstage pass. The backstage pass is only $6.95. Pick that up, and please visit the souvenir shop so you can pick up a copy of our Best of the Year 2004 CD, which is called Fahrenheit 7-Eleven, and all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. While you're in our souvenir shop, you can also pick up a bunch of other stuff, really cool bowling shirts and baseball caps and shot glasses and coasters, and we got that, you know, the cool Pac-Man you can take to the beach. We got the gardening set. We've got T-shirts. We got T-tops. We've got, you know, spa robes. And we've got the Bobby Dooley, you know, the little kind of country club pullover Banlon shirt, you know, all the yuppie stuff. It's all there. Check it out, www.philhenryshow.com.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.